Rasmussen, 57% likely U.S. voters agree with Trump on need for patriotic education. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 8, 2020. A Rasmussen poll released late last week found 57% of likely U.S. voters agree with President Donald Trump's statement that restoring patriotic education is essential to rebuilding a shared national identity focused on common American values and virtues. Trump said during a press conference last week that the violent riots conducted by Marxist groups in American cities are a result of left-wing indoctrination in our nation's schools and universities. Many young Americans have been fed lies about America being a wicked nation plagued by racism, the president continued, adding. The only path to unity is to rebuild a shared national identity focused on common American values and virtues, of which we have plenty. This includes restoring patriotic education in our nation's schools, where they're trying to change everything that we've learned. What we've learned, in fact, what most of you have learned, they want to change it. They want to change it for whatever reason. Cancel culture, whatever you want to call it. In the survey of 1,000 likely U.S. voters, 57% agreed with Trump's statement, while 30% disagreed, and 14% were undecided. With political affiliation as a factor, 78% of Republicans agreed with the need to restore patriotic education, while 43% of Democrats and 49% of voters unaffiliated with either party said the same. According to the survey, which has a margin of error of +/-3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence, 40% of all voters rated America's public schools as good or excellent, with 43% stating they believe most textbooks are more concerned with providing content that is politically correct rather than accurate. Some blue states, however, have moved ahead with revisionist American history curricula. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, D., for example, praised the work of his state's African American Education Commission, which provided recommendations Northam said will help ensure we tell a more honest Virginia story in our classrooms. Northam, who in 2019 denied wearing blackface or a Ku Klux Klan costume in a yearbook photo, but admitted he darkened his face in 1984 when he wore a Michael Jackson costume, wrote in his introduction to the commission's report that Virginia is a state that for too long has told a false story of ourselves. The story we tell is insufficient and inadequate, especially when it comes to black history, the governor continued. It is our job, all of us that make up this diverse society, to ensure that when the next generation looks back, a generation that is hopefully more inclusive than we have been, they see a more accurate narrative, one that tells the truth, and includes everyone. Similarly, California's ethnic studies curriculum, recently approved by the legislature, awaits Governor Gavin Newsom's, D., signature. Our schools have not always been a place where students can gain a full understanding of the contributions of people of color in the many ways throughout history and present day that our country has exploited, marginalized, and oppressed them, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurman said in a statement in July. California Assemblyman Jose Medina, D., who introduced the bill to require the curriculum, said, ethnic studies courses empower students and help build culturally competent citizens. Requiring ethnic studies will help ensure that all students learn a more holistic and representative history of the United States, he added.